This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson of FantasyPoints.com. The program, as always, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And as always, we are brought to you by Better. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash fast. Download Better. Visit better.app right now. Sign up today. Get a free $10 on a no deposit necessary situation. So get there. Also, make sure you download the Prop Points podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your pods. A big program forthcoming. We'll try and get through Hump Day. Worst nickname of all time. But we do have notable wide receiver corner matchups to pop out here, as always. And our guy, Brett Whitefield, football plus data, will join us from fantasypoints.com. Then we'll take a look in the final segment of the program. Actually, we might dip into it in this first segment because the news and the notes that we do at the tippy top of the program, always a little light here on a Wednesday afternoon. Team still out on the practice fields and they're getting ready to submit those injury reports for the week. So we shall see what we see. And we'll start right there as we look around the league. Darius Slayton, well, he is out for the week 6 game against the Eagles. They're in trouble. I'll just say right now, I watched Jackson Dart last week and I watched the game last night. Not good. I thought they're putting a little bit too much on Dart, you know, coming out throwing. It's like, dude, it's like his second start of all time. I understand you're a passing offense. That's what you want to be. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe hand the ball off a little bit more to Cam Scataboo. Try it out. He had some success running the rock. Darius Slayton had a brutal game, too. He had two big drops. I mean, he should have had 100 yards, I'm pretty sure. I mean, the first one was like 45, 50 yards. He just flat out drop. Second one, I don't know if it was as egregious, but my man lost, according to my calculations and my memory, like 90 to 100 air yards last week. Wandale Robinson didn't do much to help out, by the way. And, man, they're painfully thin. Philly's going to just steamroll them here because Philly's defense was better last week. They're always good, but they were good against the run. If we're relying on Jalen Hyatt, we're in trouble. I have to say, I vibed him out at the combine and came back to report. Could be wrong. Guy's not going to do it. And it's been, what, 3 years? He's got like 4 catches in, like, I'm guessing, the last couple of years. So they're in trouble. They got Bo Collins, whoever that is, on the depth chart. Gunnar Olszewski, okay? I mean, it's a good name if you're a gunner, but we don't want this guy out there as a wide receiver. It's pretty bad when we're leaning on Danny Bellinger last week. So not good. This is not going to go well for the Giants. I think it's going to be a struggle bus. And Brian Daboll did say, though, that he's optimistic that Tyrone Tracy will play in this game. But I am, you know, not expecting much. Philly's run defense has been a little spotty this year. But watching them last week, I thought they did a good job on J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey in a game they lost. So I think they tightened that up a little bit. The Inquirer in Philly, Jeff McClain, is reporting that guard Landon Dickerson could miss the next 1 to 2 games. So not great for their interior. Bengals are preparing to start Joe Flacco on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers, who he just beat. So he's got secrets. He's got cheat codes, perhaps, against that tough zone defense. You want to get that veteran out there in that difficult matchup. How funny would it be if Flacco beat the Green Bay Packers 2 weeks in a row? He's got more to work with in terms of receivers, obviously, in Cincinnati with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reporting that Lamar Jackson faces an uphill battle to play in week six against the Rams. I think Baltimore, just take the L, guys. I mean, just take it, because you ain't winning against the Rams, most likely, the way things are going. But I will say, I'm big on the fact that there are seasons within the season in the NFL. I divvied it up to in between five and six different seasons where completely different events unfold compared to previous seasons. That's why I jokingly say, you know, this is season two of six right now. And I do believe we are in season two. We're about wrapping up season two. So when they return from the bye in week seven, it'll be season three. I'm a big season three guy. But season three in 2025 does entail a lot of juicy matchups for their offense in general. So I'm buying low on all Ravens. Lamar, Henry, Zay Flowers, and even Mark Andrews, because the schedule is outstanding. They're going to go on a run. It's a winnable division. They're going to be a wild card team. They'll be in the playoffs. This is what, these are all things I believe, and I'm going to proceed accordingly on the trade markets, by the way. Real quick, Chicago, coming out of the bye, this is, will have Lamar Jackson back for a home game against Chicago. Derrick Henry's running for $150 in that game. Miami, Derrick Henry's running for $125 in that one, for example. Lamar's probably going off. Minnesota, Derrick Henry's running for $125. So as you can see, I think we should be looking to acquire these dudes on the cheap. Now, week 11 against Cleveland. They already shut his ass down. So maybe that's not a good week for Derrick Henry. But you can see my point there. A lot of good matchups for volume, though. He should get volume in that one. Cleveland, the Jets, Bengals. I mean, none of these teams are good except for Cleveland on the ground. Cincinnati, we do have New England. They're pretty good in week 16, but we'll worry about that when it's week 16. In Arizona, Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon said that Kyler Murray won't practice today due to the foot injury. He's taking it day by day. Kyler is running this year. He's off the top of my head, I'm going to say he's averaging 30 yards a game, yet he still stinks for fantasy. He's like QB 20. That's not a needle mover in a one quarterback league. He's just a guy. And I'm ready to start saying, if you're blindly starting Kyler Murray in fantasy, are you really trying? Because that's where we're at. I mean, it's bad. 25, 41, 37, 32, 38 rushing yards. So per game. And he's got a tutty. So my man's averaging like 4 or 5 points a game in terms of the rushing. And he still stinks for fantasy. He did throw multiples. It's like, if he throws a multiples, great, but he won't throw for a lot of yards. He just can't put it all together and have a really big day. So we're kind of a little sick of Kyler Murray, quite frankly, if in case you couldn't tell already. We're also sick of these injuries, and we're sick of Brenton Strange. Well, we're sick of that prop because he only had one catch and the snappage was cut probably by 60%. So he lost that, and he's now on injured reserve. But I will say, this could help Brian Thomas Jr. They need something to push them in that direction, and this could be it, because Brenton Strange has kind of been their leading receiver, basically. Can't really look at it now because he missed a lot of week five, but I believe going into week five, he was, in fact, their leading receiver. So we're always looking for some sort of angle. There's your angle. It could actually help out Brian Thomas Jr. Shane Steichen said that Alec Pierce will practice on Wednesday. That's another mouth to feed. It is a little discouraging, because all of a sudden the Indy Colts are facing teams that can't put up a fight against the Indy Colts, like the Raiders, who lost people props, I think, by sucking last week. And that's why they just pulled guys. Like, yeah, we're good. The game is in hand when you put Anthony Richardson in, as it was when they put him in. And the Chargers have signed Nyheim Hines to their practice squad. And we are looking at 4 weeks without Amarian Hampton. I'm still team Hassan Haskins. Kamani Vidal is kind of a jag, which is a problem because he plays for the Chargers. Jag meaning he's just the guy. Hassan Haskins is just a little bit more than that. He can catch the ball. He's not a zero, hardly a zero. Good in short yardage. And, of course, he legendarily scored 5 touchdowns for Jim Harbaugh against Ohio State as a Wolverine. I'm sure that he got some serious brownie points on that one, even though that was like a half a decade ago. When we return, let's take a look at your notable wide receiver corner matchups here in week number 6. We'll take a look, if we have time, at, you know, some of the other matchups, but we'll isolate 10 of those matchups, 5 good and 5 bad. But first, if you think you know sports, it is time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge is turned into real hardcore cash very quickly. Here's how it works. You download the Better app, you pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. Right now, for the NFL kickoff, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required, and when you do make the deposit, you can earn $200. In bonuses, up to 200. Better has year-round action on all your sports, WNBA, NBA, soccer. I mean, I'd need to gamble to watch soccer, quite frankly. Head to better.app, that's BETR, or download Better in the App Store or Google Play. And don't forget to use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus today. That's right, big-time soccer hater over here. I'd rather watch squirrels gather nuts in my yard than watch soccer. We'll talk wide receiver corners next on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Prop Points right here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. We'll talk matchups and some propage in the next segment with the guy Brett Whitefield of fantasypoints.com, but it's a hump day tradition. We start looking at the wide receiver corner matchups. I study the board every Wednesday morning. Our guys at Fantasy Points Data, I mean, you want to talk about burning the midnight oil. We get all the data up from the week that was, including the tool. It's Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning. I mean, we might have some vampires there, some werewolves as well. I mean, these people, they're up all night. But anywho, for that data, we look at some of these wide receiver corner matchups, and we start with the good. I don't want to be a buzzkill, but let's start with Tet McMillan up against Trayvon Diggs. Let's start there like that. That's a pretty good spot. Diggs giving up 0.28 fantasy points per route run. Dallas, not much of a pass rush. Now, I can't tell you that Bryce Young is going to play well because that's a little suspect. But I will say, by the way, about Bryce Young, the VSiN betting guide, I actually did have his over touchdown prop. That puppy's hitting too. I think I'm going to do well on that because I feel like a lot of them are hitting. But I think I took over 18.5. He's got 7. So I think we're going to get there. But by the way, Xavier Leggett actually looked good last week on those 2 catches. He might be a little bit of a slow burn guy. Like, he needs years to develop because he, you know, I'm just basing that off of a week in at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, because I was excited about checking him out and watching the first day. I was like, eh. Second day, I was like, oh, okay, it looks better. Third day, I'm like, oh, okay, he's looking better. So he kind of got better and better and better. Maybe that's what we're looking at. But he did ball out last week. But Tet McMillan is the guy. That's the one. He gets those types of looks, and he should produce this week in that good matchup. By the way, Dallas doesn't have much of a pass rush. We should get at least some garbage time production. DK Metcalf. I am a DK Metcalf hater, always have been, but I, you know, want to get stuff right, and I like this matchup against Greg Newsome, who's been quite gruesome, quite frankly. Last week, we discussed this with Justin Jefferson, I believe. And that was the matchup. And J.J. 8 against Newsome, who it hasn't been terrible, but he gets targeted a lot. He's not that great, him and Ward on the outside. So DK should do well in this one. I, you know, they don't have anything else, really. You know, my guy Calvin Austin is already banged up. I guess that's not happening. So it's DK. They don't throw to the secondary receivers here. They don't even really throw a ton to the tight ends. It's kind of DK, even though they don't throw a lot in general. But probably won't have to throw much here. But I do like DK to make a big play or two. It's a man coverage deal. They play a lot of man. DK's a man beater. You don't love him against zone. You like him against man. Marvin Harrison Jr. against Mekhi Blackmon. And he's given up 0.30 fantasy points per route run. I was ragging on Kyler Murray earlier in the show. And it does seem to me like every week you got to figure out, is it a Harrison game or is it a McBride game? Because they're not good enough to support, oh God, God forbid they support two receivers. Oh, no, we can't do that if we're Kyler Murray in the cards. So I'm going to go, and it's a close one because I haven't studied the data on McBride, quite frankly. But I'm going to go Marvin Harrison here up against Blackmon, who's given up, like I said, 0.30 fantasy points per route run. That's toward the top of the board there. It's like, I don't know, 19th worst out of like 90. So, you know, pretty good plus matchup there for Marv Harrison. Not as good as this one, though, because Shamari Connor is the guy that you want to target if you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. He is their slot corner. I'm sure they're not going to be on man-to-man at all times, of course. But Amon-Ra, by the way, has been good against man this year. He's absolutely crushing it, so that's good. But when he is up against man coverage, it's like, okay, what man is it? It's Shamari Connor more often than not, and he's beatable. So very, very good matchup for Amon-Ra. Do not be surprised if he eats in this one. Like, I'm talking like 10 grabs in this one against Kansas City. And then the last one here, JSN, baby. Let's go. I mean, what did we say? We had all kinds of those good data points about Tyson Campbell last week or Monday as it related to Xavier Worthy. I mean, Worthy wasn't up to the task. He did get 9 targets, though. So this week, we're looking great with JSN seeing Tyson Campbell more often than not in that matchup. Should be a pretty good game. Should be real solid. JSN, league winner. He is way up there. It's basically him and Puka are just head and shoulders above the rest. Maybe we put him on Raw in there. A dude or two I'm missing. But JSN, absolutely elite and an elite matchup this week. Let's take a look at the negatives. And, you know, a lot of the shutdown guys are going to be here every week, like Pat Surtain, who did another good job last week on A.J. Brown, wasn't completely shut down, but obviously contained, and that will likely be the case with Garrett Wilson. Now, it's going to be interesting because, you know, Surtain's given up 0.21, which is good, very good. It's not like, oh, my God, good. Yeah, I guess maybe it's close to that. But what I'm trying to get to is Wilson and Fields are good against man. So it's kind of like great schematic matchup meets horrific individual matchup. What wins out? I'd probably lean toward the individual and Pat Surtain, but it's not all loss on Garrett Wilson because he's very good against man, as is Fields. Cortland Sutton, we had him here last week, and you got to give credit where credit is due. These guys get paid too, you know, both sides of the ball. And, you know, Surtain was paid well, and so was Sutton. And last week, Sutton won. But this week, will he win against Sauce Gardner? We also had George Pickens here last week, and that held until it didn't. Sauce Gardner did give up that big tutty to Pickens. So Sutton will probably be all right. I mean, Sauce is, he's not as saucy, giving up 0.31 fantasy points per route run. It, really a function of the Jet pass rush isn't very good, and he doesn't have a lot of help. So he's, you want to talk about out there on an island, he's kind of out there. It's kind of, We're trending toward the old Revis Island deal without Cromartie. But, you know, tough matchup for Sutton. That's why he's on the list, but he'll probably be all right. Jameson Williams up against Trent McDuffie. J-Mo, wither Jameson Williams. He's crushing people, and this might not be the week to turn it around because Watson and McDuffie are really good. McDuffie's a badass. 0.22 fantasy points per route run. They don't have a great pass rush, so we'll see. But I'm not exactly expecting J-Mo to bounce back or snap out of it this week. But I will say I still do believe that J-Mo will bounce back. We're not going to go all year like this. I know it seems weird, but there's going to be a leveling off and evening out effect, regression, whatever you want to say. He's due, all that good stuff. It's going to happen. Probably not this week, though. Georgie Pickens, always a tough one because, like, he's the major alpha. Dak is dealing, just like last week. It's a tough spot, but it's not hopeless. But J.C. Horn is good. He really is. J.C. Horn is, and I've been saying this for a month now on this show, that J.C. Horn was someone to watch out for. He's right there with Surtain, giving up 0.22 fantasy points per route run. So it's going to be a tough one for Georgie, but he's up for it. I've met George. He's very, very energetic and very bombastic. So we're going to be all right there, but we're probably not going off this week up against J.C. Horn. And then last but not least, how about a little Chris Olave, Mr. Expected Fantasy Points. Mr. Running a ton of routes, getting a ton of targets, catching, you know, a lot of balls, but not exactly doing a ton with them. But this week, Christian Gonzalez has missed a lot of time. Not going to be a shadow, I don't think, but he has given up a pretty stingy 0.17 fantasy points per route run. Some other notable matchup advantages this week, FYI, Puka, the coverage grade advantage. Puka looking good as always. I guess he's always looking good. The aforementioned Amon Ra. We have Keenan Allen up here. Ibuka is up here. Terry McLaurin is up pretty high. Drake London, Steph Diggs, DK. Devontae is looking pretty decent as well. Brett Whitefield will join us on the other side, but as the season settles in, the NFL markets get sharper. Finding edges isn't easy. That's where VSiN Pro comes in. Right now, you can save 40% on our football season special with the prop points promo code PROP. Head on over to VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Don't wait. Lock in 40% off today with the promo code PROP. We'll talk matchups and props with Brett Whitefield next on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Wednesday edition of Prop Points does continue right now here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen. Good afternoon. We go to the Progressive Guest Line per usual here on a Wednesday. Brett Whitefield, COO of Fantasy Points, on the X machine at BG Whitefield. Data plus film plus football plus winning. What is up, Brett? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Looking to rebound this week after a iffy week five, but we're going to get there with week six here.
Hey, that's what teammates do. You know, it was an iffy week five. What do? We come out, we'll go 7-0 on Thursday, and we had a 75% week. So all good. But let's talk Cortland Sutton, who I just waxed poetic about. You like the over here because it literally just came out, 58.5. I don't know why I don't give this guy more love. I'm ranking him every summer over his ADP because I know he's getting the ball, and he does. But, you know, not that worried about Sauce, I see. And give us your thoughts on Bo Nix. I watched the game, not all 22, but I thought he looked good. I think he's scratching and clawing his way back to respectability.
Yeah, you know, Nick started the season slow, of course, and Sean Payton, being the QB whisperer he is, he kind of knew exactly what Nick's needed to get back in the groove, and that was a heavy diet, a quick game and screens, and we saw that in week four. That evolved in week five and just kind of slowly built Nick's confidence over the first 4 weeks, and I feel like he's ticking now, which is good. Good for Sutton. And then on the other side of it, we have Sauce Gardner, who his play has really deteriorated starting last year. I think the back half of the season, he really wasn't himself. To start this year, he's given up a ton of yards already for for his standards. He's already given up more than two touchdowns for the first time in his career as well. And then the Jets pass defense as a whole, they somehow have been worse than the Cowboys and the Dolphins. And I'm not even sure how we got here, but we're here. They're, you know, EPA per dropback allowed is horrible. They're bad in man. They're bad in zone. No pass rush. Yeah, I think this is really just Aaron Glenn. You know, he has a very specific way he likes things done. And I just don't think he has his guys there yet, right? It's going to take a couple years to get that ticking. Well, right now, man, we got to take advantage while it's still pretty rough going there.
Yeah, and also the injuries at corner, right? I mean, that's got to be a factor here, right? Anyways, let's move on with Brent Whitefield because they're down at least one corner. Cal Ridley, moving on to Ridley. He's been Cal Diddley up until last week. I was very high on him because of this role this summer. Are we? I'm gonna say back, but are we trending in the right direction? Are we going to be okay with Calvin Ridley? I guess so, because you like over 39.5.
Yeah, I think the books have finally adjusted to how bad the Titans are, and so I think early in the year we were getting those mid 50s, low 60s lines. Now at 39.5, this is now playable for us, right? And you see the role that he got in both week 4 and week 5. I mean, that was basically Cam Ward's game plan. I'm just going to find Ridley and let it rip. Gosh, he had what, 10 catches, John, in week 5? So that's now, it's 2 weeks in a row where we really saw Ward kind of latch onto him. And you look at the role in general, like his route distribution's excellent, you know, 34% short, 45% intermediate. And just his deep rate has dropped to under 20% for the first time all season. And so to me, that's good. That means they want him to be a focal part of that, you know, short passing game, get him the ball early and often. Yeah. So 39.5 at a guy who could get 10 to 12 targets, that's easy money. And the Raiders' pass defense is egregiously bad.
Right. You know, not the greatest schematic matchup, but still, he could, you know, lift the lid off of anybody and get it really on one damn catch. We're talking with Brent Whitefield of Fantasy Points and Fantasy Points Data. You also like Javonte Williams up against Carolina this week, over 75.5. I will say, I don't think you want to feel great about like Dak and maybe even Pickens. Carolina's pretty stingy pass defense. J.C. Horn, pretty damn good. So what do? You just run the ball because they're not a good run defense. Is that your hashtag analysis?
Yeah, I mean, that's the simple form of it for sure. And you know what's surprising is Javonte, he's averaging over 5 yards a carry to start the year. They've been running the ball very well. And Carolina's run defense splits, they're tricky. And when you look at a glance, you think, oh, this is a defense that's improved a lot year over year. But then you realize they had that one game against Miami last week where it was 14 carries for 19 yards against. That was their only good performance of the season. Every other week, they've gotten obliterated on the ground. They've got a week where they've given up over 200 rushing yards. So I really do think Dallas can handle Carolina's defensive line pretty easily. They've been much more effective against better defensive lines this year. And Javonte, he doesn't have the most juice in the world or the most breakaway speed anymore, but he's still, you know, he plays very physical. He will wear you down, and there's no one else. So he's going to get a lot of touches. I feel like 75.5 is comfortable. We're projecting him like just over 90, I believe, John. So, seems like a really nice buffer there.
I mean, they got nothing. They got nothing, man. They got Blue and Miles Sanders on a bum ankle right now. So, yeah, looking, I would say Javonte, and I think you were too. We didn't even know each other then, but I would say massive Javonte stan. I feel like he's about 86% of that. You know, it's just the explosiveness and the quick twitch, we're never getting that back. But that's what I thought was going to make him transcendently good. Now he's just very good. Is that fair?
Yeah, for sure. I think when he was coming out, it was that explosiveness kind of gave, that was the cherry on top. And it took him a while to adjust to not having that in his back pocket. He's had to play a little bit faster and hit the holes a little bit, you know, early. He used to be a little bit more patient, and that was getting him in trouble in Denver. And so now with Dallas, he's just hitting the hole and going, man. And I love it.
Right. It's like a quarterback who doesn't have a cannon. You better throw it better, touch timing and anticipation. Let's move on. Speaking of quarterbacks, Dak Prescott's blanky, AKA Jake Ferguson. Now this puppy's high, 55.5. I mean, he is just the target monger right now, Jake Ferguson. But what do you see here? The schematics of it? How much of this is, you were a little worried about J.C. Horn, by the way, on Pickens?
Yeah, I think J.C. Horn does lock up Pickens pretty good. You know, Pickens can still go win one over the top in a 50-50. I'm not worried about that necessarily, but down right. in and down out, they're going to have to find other ways to move the football. And Ferguson's on pace for 140 catches, John. It's absolutely insane. In Carolina, we've seen them get torched a couple times this year by tight ends. Darren Waller just last week went like 5 for 73 and 2 against them. So I think this is a really good matchup schematically, plus the role is just juicy.
Love me some Jake Ferguson. He told me at his combine he was a big fantasy guy. So congratulations, Jake. I know you have yourself in multiple leagues. Theo Johnson was actually on my target list, if you can believe that, even though I don't actually think he's that good, quite frankly. But, you know, he's there. They need him. They're putting a lot on Jackson Dart's plate. They'll probably be playing from behind. What do you see with Theo?
Yeah, the NFL's sort of changed in what they're looking for at tight end. And these big freak athlete dudes that can catch and run, that seems to be the new trend. And Theo's definitely checking that box. And if you watched last week's game, you saw Jackson Dart lock onto him, you know, a ton. I think his first read share was a career high for him. Now they have no Darius Slayton to boot. And I know Philly's been stingy against the tight ends. I'm just looking at this going, this is the only way they're going to be able to move the ball. Like, pressure's going to come fast. Sure. They shouldn't be able to run the ball pretty well. I mean, Dart's going to be looking at Theo early and often, and he gets a lot of those check down opportunities as well. So 3.5 receptions seems, you know, relatively easy considering the situation here.
It does. Yeah. I want to do a Cam Scataboo receiving, but when they're not out yet, but I definitely want to do that. Now, another one we'll crowbar in, Tucker Kraft against the Bengals. That's the old tight end cheat code. What do you have on Kraft?
Yep, tight end cheat code for sure. Cincinnati seems to be in disarray right now. They don't have any backers that can cover. We just saw Sam Laporta tear him up. Tucker Kraft is awesome. I mean, I think he's a top five tight end in the league. Catch and run, route running, ball skills. He kind of does it all, man. And he's like the one guy in the Packers passing attack that plays most of the downs. So at least you can rely on him being on the field for most of the game. And so I like him here at 46.5.
And then finally, throwing out a bunch of them, James Cook against Atlanta. You know, Atlanta's run D has been good. But, you know, it's a little strength versus strength, but I'm not betting against James Cook getting volume.
Yeah, I think if you really break down the Falcons' efficiency metrics in the run defense, it actually hasn't been that good. It's been more game script dependent that's allowed them to look good. And Cook can run on anybody. He's been awesome.
Yeah.
And I think the Bills, this is going to be a statement win for them after losing to New England on Sunday night last week.
Yeah. Yeah. Great stuff from Brett Whitefield. Follow him on the X Machine. A lot of content right there at BG Whitefield. Also, Brett and I, along with Graham Barfield, do an hour and a half live stream previewing every single game on our YouTube page. So make sure you check that out and make sure you hang for the final segment. I do have a best bet for tomorrow's game with some hashtag analysis on the other side. But first, if you think you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge is turned into cash. Sign up today, a free $10, no deposit needed. You can earn up to $200 in bonuses. Plus, Better is giving you $40 for every friend you bring in. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Head to better.app. Use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. We'll talk totals and a best bet next on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Final segment here on a Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to go through the content in this segment maybe a little quicker because I always spend way too much time at the beginning of the segment. Then I'm rushing at the end. I do have a best bet for tomorrow night's game that I want to get in on. We're doing well with these. Getting in early, we're really doing well on those. So we are already in on a Barkley prop, which, by the way, has been bet up, and I like 7 yards, which is a lot. So I want to make a point on that, too, to pivot to another Barkley prop. But without any further ado, the segment is planned to cover the totals. We're going to list them by higher to lower order. And we'll start with number one, which is Lions Chiefs. So what does the number say? The numbers say it's two very good offenses and man-to-man teams. So we're going to get some big plays, basically. Big plays. I don't know about big plays galore, but big plays. Amon-Ra looking really good. KC, by the way, can be run on this year. I can understand why this is the highest total on the board. Bears Commanders. Oh, boy, this is looking good. It's going to be a bonanza. 49.5. There it is. I mean, we're looking at a higher scoring affair between two running quarterbacks with a lot of talent on the field. They will likely get Terry McLaurin back, so I'm feeling good. Bill. It's all about Bill. Little Bill. Jacory Kroski-Merritt is looking good in this one at home against a Bear D that gives up a ton of yards before contact. So we're looking really good there. I mean, I'm not worried about anything on the Bears. DC, you know, might be a little bit of a struggle bus at times, I guess, for Caleb Williams, but I think DeAndre Swift might actually do something. Cowboys Panthers, I'm a little surprised this is as high as it is at 49.9. It's not like the Panthers are a shutdown dealer by any stretch, but they are pretty stingy against the pass. So maybe this is an indication that, actually, it is probably an indication that, oh, that's right, Dallas's D still stinks. So it's a good matchup for Bryce Young. And maybe he has the horses to hold up, keep up for a little while. You got Leggett back. You got Coker back now. Maybe even Jatavion Sanders. That would be nice. Bills, Falcons. Bounce back spot for the Bills. Falcons, plenty of firepower, certainly, to keep up. Not the greatest matchup for Drake London, let's say. But it is for Bijan. Tell you that right now. Bills D, run D, has not been that great. As you know, if you're a fan, Matt Milano's banged up as well. So that's what this tells me. Bijan will keep them in the game. Cardinals Colts, 47.5. This is probably just a function of the Colts being really good. So good that now they're just pulling guys. You know, the mercy rule, in effect, 10-run rule. Is in effect, apparently, with the Indy Colts. 49ers Bucks, I mean, 47.5. I'd like to see it a little higher, honestly. Bucks D is pretty good, though, and we don't know about the quarterback, but it's still a pretty good number. Certainly, we're not panicking if Brock Purdy needs another week off. Seattle at Jacksonville, it's a pretty good total. Both defenses are low-key stingy, so I think we're leaning toward this being a little bit more of an offensive type of game. Brian Thomas Jr. could get a few more looks now with Brenton Strange on IR. Patriots Saints. Hey, Spencer Rattler, he's dealing a little bit. He's slinging it all over the place, aggressively, assertively, angrily, if you will. You know, Kendre Miller looking pretty good. This should be a solid day. No earth-shattering, you know, fantasy bonanza, if you will, but we should have some solid pointage. Rams, Falcons, well, it's low because Rams, Ravens, it's low because the Ravens are in big trouble this week. I think they'll be fine coming out of the bye after week 7, but this is going to be a struggle bus, even in Baltimore. Doesn't matter. It's a good run defense, good pass rush. Pretty much good at everything. Maybe Flowers and Bateman do all right with some volume. I could see that, but I don't think we're doing much with Derrick Henry, unfortunately. Chargers and the Dolphins. Chargers going to charge. I mean, they're just incredible. You lose two elite tackles, all not for the season. And Justin Herbert looked shell-shocked to me last week. Not good. And I think that's why this total is as low as it is, because Miami's defense is ripe for the picking. Tua and company are hanging in there. Should be a Devon Achane game for what it's worth. Might not be a wonderful Waddle game, but he's getting it done. But yeah, that's why this total is so low. Bengals Packers at 44.5. One thing about Green Bay, and I know Joe Flacco did beat them a couple of weeks ago, but we're not expecting the books aren't, you know, like this big shootout, because if we were, it'd be upwards of 44, 49, 48, something like that. So to me, this tells me Josh Jacobs is probably rolling in this game late in the game, grinding it out and maybe limiting the pointage just a little bit by playing ball control. That's kind of how they ended the season last year. This will be a good week to get it going because it hasn't been going for them this year. Broncos, Jets, 43.5. I've seen worse, you know, when you have two or at least one stingy defense. Tough call with Fields and Wilson, because terrible matchup individually, very good matchup schematically. Looks like the Vegas is probably leaning toward, you know, the tough individual matchup, that of course being mainly Pat Surtain. Titans, Raiders, I mean, these guys stink. Number one, 41.5. Gino, come on, it's terrible. Pete, nice guy, nicest guy ever. I mean, you'd be shocked at how much energy Pete Carroll has for his age, but maybe you should have retired, basically, because this, I don't know how he's having fun. But knowing him, not that I know him that well, but he is Mr. Upbeat. He probably is, you know, walking in and chewing gum right now with a big smile on his face, but his team's not that good. So I can understand why it's only 41.5. And this is a little scary. Eagles at Giants at 40.5. Well, this says to me is that the Giants are in big trouble with Jackson Dart. So there's that. And then last but not least, Brown Steeler. Steeler D getting some respect. Dylan Gabriel, he's the man now, dog. But, you know, not the greatest spot overall. And they did kind of give the game to the Vikings. But, yeah, low total here at 37.5, not expecting a ton. We're going to get into the best bet. Before I do, though, I did want to just give a little bit of info on Saquon Barkley, why I like that play, which, by the way, has been bet up. I think I went over, I think it was 104.5 rush receiving yards. I would not do that today, but I would do the rushing yard. Right now, it's at 85.5. The Giants are giving up the eighth most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to the running backs in the running game only, so not including receiving. So that's worth a 2.3 fantasy point bump. That's like, you could argue, 23 yards. He's been struggling, but the schematics of it, to me, are very positive. Last year, 44% of his runs were on those man gap concepts. He crushed 6.35 yards per carry with a 54% success rate. He's doing those runs half the time this year. The success rate is terrible, but the Giants are giving up a 60% success rate on those man or gap runs and over 6 yards per carry. So it would behoove the Philadelphia Eagles to find a way to feed him the ball on those type of carries. I do think we'll get there, and I do think he'll rip off a long run as he did in this matchup last year. So that's why I like Barkley. But let's get into today's best bet, brought to you by GBank. The GBank Visa signature card is built with sports bettors in mind. You can earn $50 cashback reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the GBank Visa signature card. Most credit cards treating those sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money. GBank, though, treats them as regular purchases, no cash advance fees, saving you 3 to 5% on every deposit. You can earn 1% cashback on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions, 2% cash back on everything else you buy. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. VSiN.com, VSIN.com/GBank. Money moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 Eastern. But my best bet will be AJ Brown. What can Brown do for you? Well, go over 64.5 yards. They do play a ton of man coverage. Brown is crushing man. He gets 0.64 fantasy points per route run. They're giving up the 10th most receiving yards to outside targets. Not a good matchup for Dallas Goedert. I see Brown doing something similar to what he did last year. 5 grabs for 89 and a touchdown. We'll be back manana for another edition of the program. Until then, you're welcome